in the concentration camp, Shabbos, and goes to Brooklyn, and she heard that they're there, and she sneaked in, and she came in to greet them, and she came in with a big smile. It's Shabbos, girls, it's Shabbos, it's Shabbos. Shabbos, yes. Today is Shabbos. Shabbos, please. Even in the most difficult matzavim, Chanukah, every Yom Tov you have to go away from where you are and be somewhere else. The Yom Kippur, we went into the Kodesh HaKadosh. On a regular Yom Tov, we come to Valisa and make Aliyah L'Regel. On Purim, we go make Knois Kodesh, on Shabbat, we have to go to this Medrash. On Chanukah, first was on Pesach Beit Mevachut, then by the Chaloy, the Shabbat HaKodah Meniach Al Shulchan HaGedayah, from the place where you are. The place who you are, the master you are right now, doesn't make a difference. Whatever you are, you can light a light for the Rebbeinu. The Rebbeinu Shlomo says, "Meiniach ani kol ha'oidoi sheba'oilom." I want to see what you could light for me from the place you are now, from the master that you are now. What could you do with your life now? How could you lift yourself up? How could you mechazik yourself? How could you mekasha yourself to me? This is to me a greater treasure than the Rebbeinu Shlomo, than all the oyers and the tzrafim, the malachim and the tzayis hakodesh that I have. All that doesn't compare to one yid who's mechazik himself in the master that he is, and turns to the Rebbeinu Shlomo and trusts in the Rebbeinu Shlomo. But if a person's life, only running after, he's margul himself, he trains himself to, he has to adopt a certain master, and it cannot be otherwise. And if it's otherwise, he becomes totally broken. The person has to know, we have to be strong in that. People are going through very difficult masters. The Gashmi, the Rokhmi, all the time. Particularly now, people are going through different masters. The person has to know that he can light and air for the Rebbeinu Shlomo in any master that he's in. To tell a story, somebody, the Tsar, used to come to review the troops. The Tsar came with Pachas Chodesh, the Tsarish, and he had to be polished, and he brought him that to shine, and he was a court martial. And there was once, some troops, and the Tsar was meant to come, they didn't know when he was coming, so they went first, they went swimming, there was a brook. And suddenly the word came, the Tsar is on his way, and they all jumped out, they quickly got dressed in their uniforms, they polished their boots, they polished their buttons. There was one guy who was a little bit lazy, and when the Tsar arrived, he was still swimming. He quickly jumped and wrapped himself in a towel. They were all lined up. And they were all lined up in a uniform. He's standing there just wearing a towel. They're standing in line. And the Tsar walking up and down. He's crazy. What's going on over there? So he looked at him and said, "Your Majesty," he said, I want to serve you so badly. I just want to do your will. I wasn't going to let a foolish thing like clothes stand in the way of my serving you. All this time of bother getting dressed, apologizing. I'm here, I'm ready to serve you. Matzavim, no matter what they are, when you realize what it is that we can give the Rebbeinu Shlomo, we understand that we have the ability to light a nair greater than all the others that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. So we have to tell ourselves, the Mainaf Kiminah, if the Matzav right now is the way that I want. How is that going to stand in the way in my ability to serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo? But Yovan has such a power on us, we can do ourselves, it's very difficult. We're trained, we're programmed to think of everything in relationship to how we look. Yovan did. So the Yankov Shavasky used to say, because you're supposed to walk on the snow, you hear that snow, you have to really get snow. So you walk on the ice, and he slips and he falls, and he's broken a couple of bones. First thing, before he checks, he looks around to see if anybody saw him slip. After that, he tries to check whether he broke his bone. So naturally, in a tfisa, we're so imprisoned by not being able to be ourselves. This is Yovan's destruction to the world. But we can't even judge ourselves by anything except how we look through the eyes of others. And this is what takes away our menuchim, this is what takes away our natural chen. The going right. So the person has a hesed moment. He has to think in his mind, to think to himself, as if he had made that amount of, he made a rebach that amount of money that he was. Until he brings up to such a simcha, that he lost a few million dollars, think, how great would be my simcha if I just lay that amount of money? That's what Chayav on the Lord, because in every hesed, he has to know there is hidden a toivah that's equal or greater to him. That's only a person can do that. If he knows that he's not his hesed or his yibar, he's who he is. And this is the Bach Shemen. The Bach Shemen was able to be in a matter of destruction. All around the Bach Shemen there was tumma and destruction and chulbin. And yet he was standing there as if he was just healed by the Kohen God already doing that very good. I don't look at what's around me. I am me. I am myself. That's the Oysa Masabi. That's the Chayim. And that's where a person can find the Nucha. The Chayim is the same Oysa as Noch. When a person has the Nucha, he has the Nafkibah Chayim. We have to recognize, we have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to live, expects us to live, expects us to overcome our matzav. And when we can overcome our matzav, we will find inside such a precious menucha, such a chen. We'll feel that we have such a gemura, such a power, we'll feel truly invincible. Because the neshama in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from Maila, from all the sleeves and all the things that bring him down. As in Yosef HaTzadik was placed to the Cholim, the Parei told him he's going to be Sheva Shnei Sova, Sheva Shnei Sheva Shnei Ruh. And then he told him about the Yeder Parei Yishnava Zuchachem, he should choose a wise person to look after the storage houses in Mitzrayim. All the Mepharshim ask Akasha, he asked him to interpret his dream. He never told him to give him advice. He used to call him to give advice, but he was the famous Kabbalah Mepharshim. The Chidor brings to the Marash Primo. He says, if you look in the Chiddush, you look in the Cholim, it appears like there were two dreams. In the Daik and the Psukim, at the end of the second Cholim, it says, Vayikas Parei V'hinei Chaloim. It doesn't say it after the first Cholim. So he says, even though it says, Yachlem Sheimis, it means that within the dream itself, Parei dreamt that he woke up, and that he went back to sleep, and he had the second Cholim, Vayikas Parei V'hinei Chaloim. Then if you see that when he repeats the chaloim to Yosef, he says, Vokikot, Ve'era v'chaloim. He doesn't say, I went back to sleep. In my dream I woke up, Ve'era v'chaloim. The Chidah says that from this Yosef understood that part of the pistron of the chaloim is that you have to do something about it. If within the chaloim you woke up, he understood that it means, he understood that there's the interpretation is the toich the chaloim, that something has to be done, that if something can be done, and a person can take the initiative, and make things good. How do you know that when you ask me to say the Chalm, you have to finish knowing the Chalm? I don't know what he means. So the Moshe Gevar, there were two ministers, and they were traveling, the king, they were traveling in the provinces, and then it came time to go back to the palace, and they came together at the same main train station. From there they had to go back to the palace. They came to the train station with a big orchestra playing. They got into an argument. One minister said, the orchestra is here for me, for my honor. The other one said, no, it's for my honor. They had a big argument. They couldn't tell the other. They said, look, you know, the Jews are very smart. We'll find a Jew. We'll ask him who'll decide our argument. It is poor Yidel Yankele. He's walking down the street. It's the day before Pesach. He doesn't have enough money to pay for Yonkers. And they call him over, Jew, come over here, we have an argument, a tumble argument, we don't know who the orchestra is for, it's for me, it's for you, the Jews are very clever, tell us. He says, look, you want me to ask him, I have to get the sakyo, you have to give me 50 rubles, and I'll tell you. They give him 50 rubles, and he says, look, I'll tell you. The orchestra didn't come for you, it didn't come for you, it came for me. He says, I have to get up my yontes. Yes, and Atadik understood, Shevashnei Sovereign. Economy is going up, it's going down, power in the whole world. And it has nothing to do with them, it's about me. This is about me. This is about the Rebbeinu Shloim. The Eibush the Greater Meravel, because Yosef HaTzadi is a prisoner in this town. And Yankee, we have to get with Yosef. And the brothers have to bring back the Jewish of Yosef HaTzadi to the Holy Spirit. They did the Rebbeinu Shloim on Yankee Zell, Ibn and Kof, and some of them were analyzing why the world is in such a hunger, and this is now creating an economic superpower of Mitzrayim, and everything to come and be, then Mitzrayim is a dominant nation, and all sorts of analysis there, we have nothing to do with that. That was the initiative, it's all about the initiative, they were talking about,
And we wish the Yiddish can be talking. We talk Yiddish can be don't understand what Yiddish is talking. We don't have a time to know what the Yiddish says. He's talking to those Elohim who understand. Who understand when the Yiddish is talking. Understand the Yiddish Elohim wants something from us. He wants us to do something ourselves. He wants every single Yid to feel the most positive, the Zayis Chanukah Yid. The Noslev named Menashe, we reign on Zayis Chanukah, Menashe, Lashe, Kinashani, the ones who already feel that misfagessen, and beyond Kenshemanish, beyond the fagessen, from changing, from Yeshua, from becoming better. This is the Neshama of Chanukah. This is the Yom HaShmini, where we can get back our shine, our chain of lemalam and ateva. This is where we're meant to be, Zoyitz Chanukah. In our hearts and our neshamas, not to allow ourselves to be thrown around by matzovim. Recognize that when there are matzovim, there are situations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to make serious rochnias dikah decisions. How many, when was the last time I made a rochnias dikah decision? That's how we played with Bokhi Mishim and Musa Seder. We made an emes achlota, tibi moises and we made a teire, in avoidus ha-tfilah, in tzniyas, in avoidus ha-midoi. An emes achlota, in the cholam itself it says you can say, a person can save himself. A person can get back his chayim, get back his menucha. We live in a world where the world has no menucha, nobody has menucha. Doesn't know what tomorrow is. He can't forget what yesterday was. There's no ba'ato. There's no zois. There's no yes. A person can't be natirlich. Can't be a natural self. Zois is a madrega of purity. It's not koi. It's not light. It's zois. Zois is a man. Zois is a yid mamish. The real yid when you peel away all the sleepers, all the husks, pure chayim, pure menucha, no problems at all. It's only when he tries to live with you, the hashkafas of yoga, that he can't have menucha, that he can't have chayim. Now, why does this chalikah? It's to extricate ourselves from this prison called yoga, especially in this chalikah. And Dafke, we push the Yidin, the left, the door Yosef, Dafke, we are the Koyach. We are the Koyach to accomplish, and a day like Baruch Hanukkah was the biggest tzaddik you couldn't accomplish. By giving the Rebbein Shalom our Ner, our simple Ner, a simple improvement, a simple Kabbalah, a little bit of Rochnius, because thought, adding into our lives, a little better than, and we can be Maviach Rebbein that will keep forever. Bizoiche, the Gmachasi Metoire, to the Alalechtige Eures of the Shmimi, of the Yemois HaMashiach, Mitzvah Shmoinus Yemei Chanukah, the Shetavis Mashiach, Mashiach comes from the Oilem of Shmini, the Oilem of Malam and Ateva. I'll mention a little bit later, Mazvah Yimim, the connection to Atav Chanukah to Mashiach, the Eitzel Elvish, Bizoiche, Thank you.
Amen. Outside the darkness prevails, so many aches and ails, the barbed wire fences, so much dread and so much fright. It seems to go on and on, no end in sight. Litatis Issa, how much longer will it still be night? In the barracks there wasn't a sound. Starving, they gathered around. The Blujeve Rebbe held a candle in his hand. Lahadlik Neshel Chanukah Shosa Nisim, then he closed his eyes so tight. He strengthened himself, Shechiyonu Vikimonu Vigiyonu, when he kindled. And the whole world filled up with light. Hoymeirim esuayilam, a world so dark and numb. But even in the heavens and the echere oylamoy, the malachim sang along too. They sang Aneda Isalovolu, Koyala Nisim, Yala Niflovovovovoy. A man went over Leber, I can't understand you. The name of the first two brachas, but Shechayonu, here in this place where our children are being burned. The Rebbe looked into his eyes and held his hand. Mantaya kind, I want you to know that at first I too did not understand. But then I looked around me, the faces that did surround me, all beaming with a heavenly light that shined from within. I saw through that all the torture, this their spirits were still not broken. And I said, Shechayonu, because our Father has such children. Children, oh light of the night, with the heilig elechte yikayim, oh yaneida yisalalu, eyonu madli yikim. And that is the meaning true, that's what it means to be a Jew. Through all the generations, the meaning has always been the same. That Hashem Yizborach should look and say to his Malachim Getzaku, Oy Haneid Oy Salolu Oy Koy Deresh Kavav Oy Deshein. And when we kindle these lights, we think of all those nights, of how many times these lechts were nearly poured out. And now, Tata Zisa, we're still here together with you. We lecht Yibashevim, Shecheyonu v'kimonu. When he lights the menorah, he connects to the Messiah. outside it's so dark, there's so much tumma in the air. We need so much chizik and shmira to pass on the mesahira. And when the yid lights his menorah, he prays and he sheds a tear. He begs his akeini legabe, bonim bonei bonim, kachomi bonim bonim. Oy, I dig in my shepherd with all our hearts, we beg you. When you look at us and our children, you should be able to say, Shechayonu. They should be Mehire Metsuwa Yeda, Batayo Hatim Tohime.
That's the sugya of Chanukah. The Gemara says
that they said over to Abaye in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Alochis Kofsa in Zokiklo, and he didn't want to be Mekabel. Then they told it over to Abaye in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Bekiblua. And then he accepted a Kofsa in Zokiklo. Omar Abaye said, Izakoy, had I had the schuz, Gemirta Lishmaita Meikor. I would have learned this, I would have accepted it earlier. Pray the Gemara, what's the Nafkimina? Hagomer, he knows it. So the Gemara Nafkimina Lagirsa the Yankisa. Had I learned it when I was younger, it would have been Girsa the Yankisa, would have a Kiyah. Well, the old Gemara is a Pella, but what's going on over here? Yirmiyah says it, Abaye can't be Makabu. Yirmiyah can't be Makabu. Elamai Nafkimina, Girsa the Yankisa. How much Zikaran do you have to remember Kofsa in Zokah, Klopsadah, Chochmah to remember Kofsa in Zokah? It has to be Girs the Yank, to Gedenken them Kofsa in Zokah. What's Tutsach done in the Gemara? It needs to be Mizvoyen, this one in the Oymik, what Kofsa in Zokah means, Meisoschah brings, so maybe the union of Ner Chanukah, the union of the Torah, Limud HaTorah. In Torah, there's a musik that a person harvests, he can harvest, and he ends up with the wrong pshat, or he ends up made a mistake, or he forgot. By other chokhmahs, if a person learns for years, and it seems he made a mistake, it was all wasted. By Torah, in Chofetz Chaim says, Onu ha-meilu ve-heim ha-meilu, Onu ha-meilu me-kabu m-schar, Heim ha-meilu ve-heim ha-meilu m-schar. By Goyish ha-chokhmahs, if you have omol, but you don't reach the, you don't pass the test, there's no schar. By Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is chodi, but b'bula de-reis, a person harbors in Torah, even if kofsa becomes extinguished, is ein zokiklo. But that's the message of the Neisoscha of kofsa ein zokiklo. Remes, the Mizbainim further, it's also a remes in of shikha satoya. Sometimes we learn, and it's kofsa, we forget. Mishnah says, shtarki diburim, some of the shecheh, dover echem, the Mishnosoi, kilo mischaya benafshoi. And here's Nirmiz Dinyan of Kofsa in Zokiklo, that there could be a kibui in the Torah, person forgets. In Bemesis, we know that the kavon of the Yevonim was Lashkicham Torah Secho. They wanted to bring Shikhas HaTorah into the world. It was Bemesis of the Nitzochen against the Yevonim, should have been at Kofsa Zokiklo. Teach ourselves to remember and to remember. The advice to us, that it was something, is an explanation, understanding, Kofsa Ein Zokiklo in Shikhas HaTorah. What does this mean? The Gemara Vaitel, Daf Kuf Lamed Ches, the Gemara says, Tomer Rabono, Kishenichlusu Rabbi Yisaynu Lekerem B'yavna Omru, Asidu Torah Shetishtakach Mi'Yisro. There's going to come a time when Torah will be forgotten. And it says in the Pasuk, Hine Yom Im Boim Nu Mashem Alikim Vishlachti Rov Moretz, Leirov Lo Lechem Veloi Tzomol Amayim Kim Lishmoy Az Divrei Hashem. And Rashi in the Pesukim brings that this is going on Achris Hayomim, the generation before Bias HaMashiach, the generation of Ix the Mashiach, there's going to be a Shikhas HaTorah. What causes Shikhas HaTorah? The Maral explains that Torah is a Dover Ruchni, and for Torah to have a Kiyam in a person, the person has to be a Ruchni as the Kemench. The more Megushim we become, the more difficult it is for Torah to remain within us, because the Torah sticks to Ruchnius, and a Megushim the Kazakh, and a Gufnius is very shvet to have a Kiyam of Torah. Nashleit in the post, it will come a time, Leirov lo lechem v'leit samal amayim, we'll have plenty to eat and to drink, our gufim will be full, but there'll be a rov, kim l'shmoya divrei Hashem, we won't be able to remember the Torah, there's going to be a shikhas ha-Torah. Vaistois, if the Yevonim had a koyach of l'ashkicham t'yasecho, even then, b'sharas v'nitzochen of the chashmenoyim, they overcame l'ashkicham t'yasecho. The Vaistois, the Koyach of Yovon, had a power that now in Achris HaYomim, as the Gemara is made, there will be a Shikhas HaTorah, there's the Choshech Al Pnei Sohoim, just before the final destruction of Malchus Eder, this Choshech Al Pnei Sohoim, Yovon is Choshech, Yovon will bring about a Shikhas HaTorah in the Dor Achroi. We find in Shabbos Chanukah is Vayhi Mikeitz Nasayim Yomim. The Ari HaKadosh says this pasuk Vayhi Mikeitz is nirmez the Keitz Aploitz, and even says when it's going to be. The Kuta Torah from the Ari HaKadosh writes that this pasuk is a clear date for the Gilui HaKeitz. The Keitz will be in the year Tovshin Lamed Vav. So it states Ari HaKadosh.
So many years ago, 1976 on the English calendar, the commander writes in his Pirush and Mishnayos, Mashiach has to come in Tavshin Lamadvod, if not, you should burn all of my Svar. So as I'm in Klore date for the Gili Akeitz, Shtei Tari HaKadosh, in their Pasik, and Shabbos Chanukah, says if it doesn't come, so the Pabden are all of my Svar. It's Chapela for Nazach, the Hele Yarizal says such a thing, it's every word that HaKadosh, Amish, Sofkos, Mashiach is not here. So in the Sefer Munis Yitecha, for the Moshe Wolfson, Zayges, he says, the Moshe Dike Vot, he says, just like the case of Yosef HaTzadik, the Yimi case in Asai and Yomim, was meant to be 2 years earlier, but it was pushed off, so too the case that's Nirmas, and that Pasig is meant to be Tavshin Lamedva, is also a Dichi, was pushed off for a later time. Yom HaTrachtim, so why was it pushed off? It was pushed off because Lazacha Saramashkim es Yosef Yishkachayim. You know, the Nesoscha brings the Saramashkim, the Saroifim, Saramashkim is in you know, the Neschanake, Saroifim, the Nespurim, Saramashkim is Meramaz on Yobam, all going to the Riches, Nakavos is Azoi, the Yishkachayim is Meramaz of Lashkicham to Yosecho, and the Saramashkim brought in a Shikcho, and that Shikcho Satoiro was Goyim, there should be the case of Yosef HaTzadik was pushed off. In Oibazoi, in the Zman of Achris Hayomim, when the Zman of the case is meant to be Nizgala, the Koyach of Yovel Mashkicham Toyra Secho will be Goyim to push off the case, that the case should be later than the date that it was. We should state in the Pasuk it's meant to be. We don't know how it says the Baloi state in the Yerkod, it's meant to be in that Pasuk. The meaning of Yosef HaTzadik, she spoke last year, Yosef HaTzadik, the meaning of Yosef, he had no mother, he was cut off from his father, Yaakov Deveni writes, Yosef is Yifei Toya Vifei Mare, the Shetavis Yosef, Yifei Toya Vifei Mare, as Ogehakt, for the Friedrich Doris, and that's Miramas and the Tkuf and Klal Yisrael of Ixtin Mashiach, which is called the Dor Yosef, the Dor that's cut off, burnt away, from the connection to the Friya de Kedoyis, the door of Yasmus, and Yosef HaTzadik is told that he's pushed away, he's in Mitzrayim, he has no connection to the Friya de Kedoyis. And Yosef HaTzadik shreit Arois, Ani Yosef Oido Vichai, Binish Kayosin, I'm still Mukush to the Friya de Kedoyis. We find two Amiroim and Shas, who were Yisraim and Rahim and Rahim, Abai, said had no father and mother, and Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says in Kedushin, says Bishah, his father was Nifta when his mother was Muberes, and his mother died in childbirth. Abaye and Rabbi Yochanan said, you named the beginning of Yosef HaTzadik, Yisoymen, Ogehakt, from the Friya de Kedoyis. In the same Gemara, where the Gemara says, I see the Torah, the Shtakach mi Yisrael, the Gemara continues later on in the Omer, and it says, Tani Rav Shimba Yechoy Oime Chas V'Sholom Shetishtakech Torah Mi'Yisrael Shener Ma'ak Yilois Yishokach Mi'Pi Zarek Torah can never be forgotten Lois Yishokach Mi'Pi Zarek Shtek what Peter Maran brings is the Koyach M'Shimba Yechoy the Sofer Tevis Ki Lois Yishokach Mi'Pi Zarek is Yechoy means from the Zarek of Yechoy through Rav Shimba Yechoy is a Mizayin Kashikas HaTorah Ayim Oni Mekai Mishoy Tu Levakish Dibre Azbar Hashem Lo Yimtzu Mishlo Yimtzu Aloch Beruru Mishne Beruru Mokem Bechot. On the outside, it looked like a shikchas hatoyre, but in the pnimius, shimba yechoy is merames in the pnimius hatoyre, on the chelak hatomen, the er hagonas of the toyre, the chelak was a behalten. Of them, shteikilo is yishokach mipi zarek.